Cuman ya, segini
Benar.
Pak pernah. Itu viralnya. I think that was some real light, you know, set the mood real quick. For your time, boy, thank you. 93.
What age was going on?
94.
So you're the exact same age as my father. That's cool.
Yeah.
Birthday when?
March 2nd.
Coming up. Okay.
Yeah. Big Pisces
so
shit.
You older.
Older than him?
Mm-hmm.
By how much? A couple months?
Since September.
Okay. Big Pisces shit, you know what I'm saying? Like Dennis the Menace. Hey. Yeah, man, that's that shit right there. You know how we do it. Lethal injection, man. Yeah, man. Shout out to Cube, bro. Welcome to another episode of the Real Talk Podcast. I am your host, Dell. With me is my co-host, Shug.
What's good? What's that? I'll be back in this.
We're back in this. I got to see what episode we're on. Welcome to episode 69. Whoa.
Whoa.
69.
Shit.
Heels to the ceiling, huh?
That's it.
What's good, bro? How you been?
Great. Love is love. Life
yeah.
is
life.
Great. Yes, indeed. All that good shit.
Oh, while we here. Speaking of episode 69, it would only make more sense. Valentine's Day right around the corner. We probably won't record again before then. So, let's speak on that for a quick second, all right? That's what we should have started. Some love shit. Man, hold up. Let's set a little Valentine's Day flat break. Hold on, man. But you got plans? You got plans? Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Okay.
Do I have plans for Valentine's Day? That's really what you're asking me.
Yeah.
Of course. I can't display that on the pod because my shorty listens to the pod.
Okay.
You know, so I'm not gonna display it on here. She may just take a listen. But, yeah, it's that type of energy.
Let him hit that. Shout out to Beyonce, man. Hey.
You don't get no ass to this, she don't gonna give you nothing.
No, I don't have fun off. All right. So look, you know this backstory behind this? How this got approved?
No, I do not.
So on TikTok, right?
Right.
There's a lot of people
originate.
Yeah. So a lot of people. When I say a lot. There's people that do mashups when they take
they
one song.
Two songs.
Some of that
some
shit be sounding
like,
fire. Right. I'm like,
and that was one of them.
What the fuck? Like, who thought to put that together? Like, man, you need to be in somebody's studio for real, right? So, a lot of times they don't really make a big deal about it, but they're basically getting free money off of they song, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's you know all the copyrights, all that shit, right? So. What Beyonce did was took the song, approved it, and I believe the person that made the mashup is also getting paid for what they do the numbers with that too. You know, so it's all cool now. And she released it officially as a single. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Beyonce, bro. Also, unshout out to Beyonce for them high ass ticket prices.
Oh yeah, let's try me.
Let's get into that right quick.
Yeah, that shit through the ceiling.
Yeah, Real. But I should always like that. And then, right. Really and truly, though.
Well, what's your take on that? How you feel? Do you think that's necessary? Do you think she should be priced where she's priced? Do you think there's other artists that could pull that off?
Not many. So when it comes to like concerts and performing, she's her, right? Mm-hmm. So you're going to pay that price. Like, you know, like same way you go to certain stores like your Gucci's, and like, you're not asking how much this costs. You know it's going to cost you, and you're going to pay the price because you're in these people's store, right? So you know a Beyonce concert is going to cost
you. Right, because you're getting such an experience.
Exactly. You know, and it's not just her singing songs in the crowd. It's a big fucking show
that you may never see this grand again. Mm-hmm. And to jump on that, I know everybody's seen LeBron James do what he do. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But just to say, it's that type of special. You know, the ticket prices for that shit was through the roof because you knew that night something different was going to happen. It wasn't just going to be a basketball game.
Right.
This is all time. But exactly. It's like when Beyonce performed, bro, it's all time.
Yes.
You feel all me? Time. It's like that every single time. So the prices, I do feel like it's necessary, you know, because she really that, bro, in terms of
definitely
performance, concert, what you came to see.
Yeah.
You're going to get your money's worth.
I feel like I would think that depending on the city that she's performing in would somewhat debate the price. So, like, mm-hmm. of course, New York show's going to be high. Houston's going to be high, but that's her hometown.
Yeah.
Wouldn't think that a New Orleans show would be on par with, you know, everybody else.
I would think it would be a little bit more, you know, I mean,
price-wise. Yeah. Not telling the show that's price-wise or whatever. Me, personally, though, I can't pay that. I'm sorry. Now, for somebody that I love and dare to go, yeah.
Yeah, I'm right there.
But see, you want to ask me something about concerts.
Who would you pay to see? You know, how far are you stretching with this? Let's say
me personally,
your guy, whoever, or your girl, whoever you really, who's ever there and did ever and they really want to see. They in town.
Man, in my government.
$800.
No, nobody.
$500.
That's pushing. That's my max. Five is my max.
But you got it. You got it.
Five's my max still.
Okay, whatever. Five. They in town.
It's a small list. Drake, Wayne, Ross. Drake, Wayne, Ross, Kendrick, Cole, Dom Kennedy, Larry June. It's not that big of a list.
Gotcha. There's some interesting names on there. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Larry June. I see Larry June. Yeah. Girl, that was epic.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed
but
that.
But see, I would think Larry June would be more of a House of Blues.
That's what I'm about to tell you. Yeah. It was a beautiful setting, very intimate setting. The crowd about as big as this goddamn room.
Yeah,
beautiful setting, legendary. You know, for a person like me, absolutely enjoyed it. So but more on that nigga Rick Ross. You see, my brother was walking out of his concert the other night because that nigga was late. Like, apparently everybody was on time, and Ross was, like, late. So when he did come on, it was, like, on Instagram or something. I seen the shit. He was walking out of that shit, bro. It's like...
So where was the show?
I don't even know, but it's like they was trying to beat that boy to the road. They were trying to get him out of there.
Right. So I'll go back to... I'm not paying $500 for most people. So Ross, Drake... I'd pay $5 for a Kendrick show.
Of course.
And Jay, that's it. Right? That's $500. That's my max. That's my four people. Lower than that, everybody else. Not everybody, but the list, right? Spitta also, but he's more of a House of Blues. So, like, I'd do any House of Blues show that I
like. I like the names. I would do that for most of them artists. Maybe not Rick Ross, but...
I like Ross.
Kodak Black. I like Kodak.
I'm getting on Kodak.
I'm here, Kodak. Also to that list, Future.
Oh yeah, definitely. Future coming to the city, March. Man, I'm debating about going because it's week after my birthday, but it's a weekday, so fuck. I don't know. We gonna see.
Let's take real talk pie to the Future concert.
Let's do it. We're gonna try to do it. But see, honestly though, I'm really not a fan of concerts. Like, I'm a, and. The people that I really like a lot, though, I love their music more than going to their concert. So the music itself is going to sound off as a live performance. You know, I'm not, so I know a Rick Ross show would probably be lit, but I'm be mad as fuck in the crowd hearing these songs that I really like the way they sound as a live show. So
maybe
I'm not really big on
concerts. Gotta go to with the mind frame of being one with the concert. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. Not necessarily, you know, just be in the present. Just be be present in that
shit. I'm gonna try.
You know, because a good performer will make you feel that.
Yeah, definitely. But we're gonna definitely look into that future concert. No bullshit. But yeah, that's just a lot for me personally. And I'm not really big on concerts, but I'm willing to go to one. You know what I'm saying? Like, as a group, yeah, but like on an intimate setting, like, nah. Because I'm going to be so tuned into trying to hear the music, you know? Unless I'm in like a stand up crowd where, you know, you really getting the vibe and shit, you know? But, you know. All right.
Let's get on LeBron, man. Of course. Let me introduce this one, man.
Look, go ahead.
Shout out to LeBron James and congratulations to the King on his accomplishment of achieving the most points scored in NBA history. Where was you when I heard around?
All right, so I'm gonna go back. So, I was.
What the fuck was you at?
I was at home. I was watching the game. I saw it.
Did you celebrate? Was you in?
I didn't really go hard. Not really, because I'm not really big on like countdown shit. So it's like he's bound to get it. So once he gets it, all right, cool. As long as it wasn't no like bullshit where he gets it, you know.
Right, niggas. I'm looking to lay
up. Yeah, like you know, or just like on some, I don't know. Like I didn't want him to go into the Bucks game tonight and have to get like 4 points. You know, I'd rather it be like, you know, something he really
got. Running for.
So I didn't think he was gonna get it. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was sold on the narrative of him getting against the Bucks
earlier that day and tried to tell you, son, that you know, tonight gonna be the night.
Hey, so in my mind, I'm like, he gonna get a hot 20. 26. I'm like, AD gonna dominate. He gonna need a cool 10-11 points Thursday against the Bucks. I was sold on the narrative. All right, everybody talking about. I'm like, yeah, that make a lot of fucking sense. Kareem and his old team, and, you know, just that. The NBA loves a fucking show.
Right. So you should have known something.
So that made a lot of fucking sense.
Okay.
But look, I put in my bet on an under on his PRA, not his points. I wasn't crazy. Okay. So, because I'm like 36, I can see him getting 36, but it's like, will he have to really do that to beat the Thunder? Or, you know, say like that with AD in the lineup. So,
my whole thing was when you see the black suit, you should have known what time it was.
That's what I was going to
next. You should have known what time it was.
When I see them come through with that, I'm like, oh, yeah, shit.
You probably got
see it. Who had the game. I'm like, his God. Man.
Like, yeah. The chair can't take off from school 2 times a week.
Yeah. But it was a home game. So I'm like, I can see. I'm like, I was sold up until I saw, like, who was in attendance. I'm like, oh, yeah, he going to get that shit.
Denzel Hill. Like, he not even going to make you one wait twice. Like, he not even going to do that to people. Now, those motherfuckers who bought those Bucks tickets pregame that he's not playing in tonight. What you gotta say about that shit? The league tripping when people get their money back? Because, you know, those tickets was up to.
I would think so. I would think that's a part of the play behind the scene. You know, but I just.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't.
Because when did he mess up his ankle Tuesday? When he messed up his ankle Tuesday? Like, when did this happen?
He didn't.
Okay, so
he didn't. This is a foot injury that's lingering apparently, but
he's still lingering shit
to the game. The last one, it was Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
He took the shoe off basically every time he came out. There was somebody who take the shoe off, play with the foot, whatever, put the shoe back on, go back out there, and achieve fucking greatness apparently.
Okay, speaking of greatness, so you're playing against another greatness tonight, and I'm just saying, I'm not.
You heard Steph Curry come out and say, in case of that load management, sit out shit, in most cases, it's not the player. It's the coaches. It's the trainers. It's those people.
I know. That's why I said I believe it's a get their money back. Like, hey,
whatever they say,
he got an out play, so refund these people.
That's the wrong end of the deal. You don't get them people they shit back.
So I'm like, oh shit, he gonna get it, right? So I watched the game. I was gonna watch it anyway, but I still was like, all right, he gonna get it. Was cool. 20-25. AD gonna have a good 30-12. You know,
right? Okay, she's small.
And go, yeah. So, and then hey, a betting man myself, FanDuel had a boost for Bron to get 30. I said, oh, here you go, right on the ball. Everybody's saying it's gonna be tonight. It ain't gonna be tonight. I was wrong. Fuck it. Cool. You know? But congrats to Bron. You know what I'm saying? This is a heavy accomplishment. You know?
What do you say about those who come out and immediately combat this accomplishment with Jordan's better, Kobe's better, I don't see how you better than Mike, this don't mean nothing. Yada, yada, yada. You know those people I'm talking about. What's your take on that?
All right.
So what's your take on the
you mean the hater or like just the naysayer? Because I think it's a difference.
And I'll also come out and say this, but Steven Jackson gets on my absolute nerves, dog. I am a LeBron fan. I ain't going to lie to nobody.
Steve Jackson.
And this man's a LeBron hater. Like, to the fullest. Like, it's gut-wrenching sick. It's some sick shit, man. But apparently he's not the only one with that flu. Because there's a bunch of niggas that's on this BS, bro. Like, they're on this BS. Let's just... Right. And it's a lot of black cats on this. You know, it's amazing. Like,
I got a question for you about your
like the nigga raped somebody or something. It's crazy out here, man. Right. Like, the man can't get no love. Mm-hmm. It as if he did something that was so stained and... to the community, to whoever. I'm in my fraternity group message. My frat brother's talking about he got jazz tendencies. I'm like, okay, nigga, Michael Jordan and got a bunch of them. Including that big ass Nino Brown earring. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not even gonna get on that, but man, you know, everybody got their trials.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that's not the here nor there. Right. The point I'm trying to make is I think you should just congratulate the man. And if it bothered you to do that, just shut the fuck up.
All right. So I'll go back. You feel you good?
I'm good. I had to get that out.
I understand. That's why I let you rock. That's why I ain't saying let you
appreciate
rock.
Appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know it's been a long time coming for this, for you to get this shit off. I'll let you rock. So back to your question. I do think that there are naysayers and then there are haters, right? I think the naysayers are more so the people that say he shouldn't just jump over Kobe based on, you know, his legacy, you know, and I understand that argument, right? So it depends on what you bring up in your debate against, honestly. Because if you really still hold on to his finals record and that's all you really have, then you really don't have anything. Because...
And he still won four.
Yeah, like, regardless of the fucking record, honestly, in my opinion, bro.
I mean, bro, we can get down to something that simple. For the LeBron and Kobe argument, I mean, besides everything statistical... Because everything statistical, LeBron's better at. I mean, dog, we could go to the field goal percentage. LeBron's better. According to this shit, LeBron's a better 3-point shooter, which is sick. The points, the rebounds, the assists, that shit's not close. So, I mean, more on the fact that Kobe, no disrespect to the late great, but year 20 was a farewell tour. And LeBron's year 20 is a 30-point per game. You know,
I understand that, but I just don't. I respect that argument to say, hey, man, like, when you, because, you know, the whole, because I put a lot of respect on that Kobe paid his whole run to the Lakers.
Time for it, in my opinion. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, it really don't be the time ever. It just be at random.
Yeah, like, it'd be sick. But, like, when the man accomplished something and you see his name, under the name, it'll be a bunch of
naysayers. So, as far as the haters go, I just think that there's no reason to hate, you know? Like, honestly, for what? You can still feel like Mike did what he did. Brian did what he did also in his career. Like, you can't take that from him. So it's like, what do you gain from hating this man? Right? He ain't did nothing wrong. You know, but play basketball for a long fucking time.
It's the community, dog.
It's
the community.
I don't really think it's a threat thing. I think it's more so people are just stuck in their ways.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that Mike fans feel that Bron is a threat because they're not playing against each other. So what the fuck threat is it? You know, because when you still come up with the GOAT conversation, the fact that there's an argument for names is the end of it. Because right. You're never going to get to an end to say this is the order. Because somebody's going to have a different opinion on whoever. You just have a bunch of the same names come up, right? Because the same names that come up right under them is always the same list of people. Tim Duncan, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, leave it at fucking the greats of the time. And that's just it.
That's just what we're with. I feel that. So look, now that we're on this NBA shit, where you at with the trade deadline? Boy, Kevin Durant, you jump from here to there.
All right, let's start from the top.
He back.
I like the Dallas trade. And then I saw it happen. I do think that Kyrie can work out with there. I just don't think they'll be able to play a lot of defense, but I do think it's going to be a hell of a shootout. You know, like you're not going to put them away easy. You're not, you know.
Absolutely.
I think once him and Luka figure that shit out, that's going to be scary. You know,
right? This is taking a chance on a beautiful woman. Yeah. Like, granted, it sounds amazing, and that shit probably could work out for you, but it also has its problems. That
before we get on the trade deadline thing on Bron real quick with Acutus. Bron's had a perfect legacy, right? No off the court issues. No really on the court issues. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Will be a bigger blemish on his career. God forbid he cheat on his wife. Or he doing he juicing.
Holy. Oh shit.
And honestly, I'm gonna say it's the wife.
Say the wife,
and not because it's the
we just the in a cheap di- thing. We just in a different time.
People have been said Brown was juicing since he first got to the league. So it's like he been using some shit from motherfucking Saudi Arabia that's just undetectable, or whatever the fuck. Is it really gonna surprise a lot of people? I don't think so. You know, but I just wanted to ask that because just in the moment, I'm like, damn. Bron really has not had no blemish. Like, his only blemish you can say is the decision on live TV, whatever. But, fuck, it is what it is. Okay, back to the trade deadline.
It is.
I think Dallas is going to be nice once they figure it all out, you know. You got to account for two killers now instead of just one, you know. I thought Dallas was going to go get DeMar or Zach LaVine because I thought Chicago was going to blow that shit up. And they didn't.
I did too. And you know, the fact that nobody.
I mean, it means.
From the
Bulls. I guess they're going to roll with it, but I definitely. I mean, Lonzo coming back was pivotal for them, and that didn't happen. Because when he was in, they looked nice. I ain't going to lie to you. But, you know, it is what it is. KD to the Suns. I guess let's get to it. I don't like it. I ain't going to lie to you. I don't like it. You know,
I mean, it's the NBA. It is what it is.
Who the fuck are we? But I don't like it. Not a lot to you. Why I don't like it is, I feel like I said when he went to Golden State, I just think he's too much of a dog in himself to go team up with niggas. Like, you should be the apex of the team up, if anything. Like, I was fucking with the Brooklyn thing. I'm like, all right, let's see what happens, you know? I wasn't just saying they were going to win it all, but I'm like, all right, let's see.
I mean, dog, I just look at it.
Before hard nothing. I'm like, all right, let's see what
you
happens.
You can't make somebody into something.
You can't. And you I'm not trying to. I'm just saying like, me personally, I'm like
you know, some cars just don't go. They just don't go that fast. That's just that simple. And he just don't got no fucking leadership. He just don't got the ball.
He's not that type of guy.
The charisma.
Not even have even that type of guy.
The leadership, the mental, you know, they just don't have it. Not even that. Not even him wanting to have it, or him having it or not. He don't want it. Like that's not what
he has. More of it. It's not him.
Yeah, but look, I ain't really trying to do that shit. Like,
yeah.
Explain that bitch to me. mid post, two dribbles, shoot over you.
Yeah. You know, all I want to do is ball. That's like, the more and more I see him move, the more and more I get it when he says all I want to do is ball. Like, you know.
I mean, at this point,
I get it.
If you honest with yourself and you being real, that's the only fucking thing that makes sense.
That's true.
Nothing else makes sense at that point. You're just kind of fishing for him to be this type of greatness when he's just this type of greatness. You know, it's just that. And I feel like Kyrie's similar, bro. Like, you don't look for Kyrie to be this leadership guy, this amazing vet in the locker room that don't stir up nothing. You ain't no Andre Iguodala in terms of who he is to the locker room. It's a nigga that gets you 25 to 30 points every time he suit up.
Yeah.
Couple highlight plays. Niggas gonna come to your games. That's what Kyrie
presents. I guess because of the, I guess, Bron and KD versus each other shit that we grew up with, I made myself look at him like that. But I guess I kind of, it's just not even necessarily him being the lead. Okay, think about it. I put him in the same breath as Kawhi. I don't see Kawhi being a team-up guy. Right. You're the apex of the team-up.
And I love that you bring those two guys up in the mix with LeBron James.
I'm not necessarily in the mix. I'm just saying, like,
because
as far as all of their individual greatness,
I get it.
They should be the apex of the team-ups.
Because those guys have, like, in terms of being that guy, that shit then came and went. Like, we've seen it fizzle out. You have in your mind that you understand that Kevin Durant is not that guy in terms of leadership, apex, number one guy. Same thing with Kawhi Leonard. That shit then came and went.
Well, no.
And there's a guy that's still standing, bro. Like, and there's, like, it put the league in a crazy place because it's like Luka's doing this shit. Giannis is doing it. Like, you don't look at no team Giannis is on and don't think that team got a chance.
So that's what I'm saying.
Despite what you say.
I put Giannis more so in a strength of LeBron. I put Kawhi, KD, and that's in a mix together.
We are NBA heavy. You know? So in terms of his greatness, bro, this run Giannis is having is insane. Great.
Yeah.
Would you say top 25?
All time?
Fuck, I don't know. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Where he at with it?
When he's all said and done, I think, if he stay on this side.
It's gonna be some moving over in that list. I mean, Luka's like two championships away from, like, yeah, somebody got to get ready to slide. Somebody got it. It's going to be some movement.
I can see that.
He has to win, though.
I had this, and we can get off. We can finish some more.
We talk about the other side. You know, what's going on with Philly and KC?
What's up with Philly? What you think? They gonna figure it out or what? I really thought Philly was going to make a move on somebody.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting that they didn't make no moves for real, but no. I know. I think that team is what it is. They look good. They good to prop that. I tell you that. But no, bro. I don't. I'm believing. I just seen it too many times. I seen it yesterday.
It's
against Boston with no fucking Jaylen Brown and no Marcus Smart, and they handled them boys.
Yeah,
Tatum had like what? 12, had like 12
points. Yeah, he had a really low night. I think it's It's crazy that John Wall got traded back to the Rockets. And that just shows you how crazy, like,
the league is. They're not hitting on shit.
Yeah. And it's like, this man just had a whole interview that went viral.
Yeah,
like this is shit that went on with the Rockets. And, like, he had a back on your
team. Integrity in that shit whatsoever.
Speaking of fucking integrity, I'm glad you said that fucking word. Josh Hart got traded 5 minutes before the game started. That's some bullshit, dog. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, he was warming up.
Yeah, them niggas was watching, looking at him on the floor on the court. That's wild, bro. Like, they gotta make some type of ruling or guideline. Like, come on, dog. Like,
yeah, sit this one off.
Like, you know, even if it's in the air, like, you know what I'm saying?
On the break, it's possible they're talking about you heavy.
If you think it could come through within a night and we got a game, let me go out there. Like, what the fuck, bro?
That's your boss calling you, you know, you in at work, nigga, you performing your ass off.
Yeah.
And at lunchtime, they tell you don't take your lunch and don't come back. That's it. That's raps. Like, and they call you the office and have a talk. Like, bro, why you just didn't tell me stay home from this motherfucker? Like,
exactly.
You know, it's that type of shame.
I just think that's disrespectful to the players. Like, you know, like, whatever he does to get ready for a game, you know, whatever, you know what I'm saying? All these players do different shit, listen to this, meditate, everything, et cetera, et cetera. And he's like, nah, you gotta put your clothes back on, you gotta catch a flight to New York.
Bullshit.
Across the fucking country, bro. That was a home game in Portland. What? Like, come on, bro. Like, niggas got families and all the other shit. Like, what the fuck you mean?
You're trying to hear that?
That's fucking sad to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, there should be some type of just guideline in place for shit like that. And I'm specifically, in fact, because it don't happen often, but it's like, come on. Even in the front office, if you feel like it could come through within a night, come on, man. Like, don't let me go out here and get ready for a game that you about to trade me. And if I know or not, like, come on. Like, let's just
flat out embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
You know what I'm saying?
Public humiliation.
And I feel like that's embarrassing on the fucking organization, in a sense.
And they watching you. Like, they know exactly what you're doing. They knew he was warming up.
Right.
They seen him out there sweating.
Like, you could have caught him in a lock. Like, yo, let me talk to you right quick. Yeah, like, hey, man, we might trade you, you know. You know, do. Yeah, like, yo. You know, or just sit it out, you know, whatever shit. But we might, within the night type shit. Fucking KD get traded in the middle of the night type shit.
Yeah, 12. I'm asleep. Everybody's asleep.
You know, like, what the fuck? Like, think about how under the table shit could go, like, yeah, the overnight and all that. That's wild.
With that being said, man, of course I hit long shit. It's very entertaining, though. What you at with the Super Bowl?
Let's get on it. Fly Eagles fly, man. I thought the winner of the Bowls come out of the NFC, honestly, once the playoffs started. I'm like, 49ers look strong, Dallas looks strong, Philly looks strong.
Yeah, but you know, like no sports talk, you know, no I'm gonna see the brother do well. I ain't gonna lie. You know what, when I say the brother, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the brother who identify as the brother.
Uh-huh. You know, keep going. I got something for your ass too.
With the part in his head.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't think they're going to win. I really don't. You know, in terms of this shit and how it go, typically, it just makes sense. This is going to be like a 8-minute game for the career of Patrick Mahomes. I'm putting this out there so y'all can hear this before the game. The pick is Kansas City on the money line. If y'all, you know, if y'all interested in making free money, let them know. Shug from Real Talk Pod gave it to y'all. You got it? All right.
Yeah. Like I said, fly Eagles fly, man. I'm rolling with Philly. I just, they're more healthier. I mean, I understand you had 2 weeks, everybody good, mm-hmm. but the Chiefs have way more people that need to get healthy versus the Eagles is having more, like, in a sense, rest time, you know?
I think they did.
I think it's going to be a grind out.
What could you hear on TV Monday morning? Like, think about that shit. That's why I want you to go home and just suck that in. What you think? You really think they're gonna be on that bitch talking about Jalen Hurts? Is that what you think? Or you think they're gonna be on that bitch talking about the legacy of Patrick Mahomes, the kid with the curly hair who talks like this?
How you talking?
He talks like this.
You stupid ass.
That's what you, man. Look, I'm telling you. I put it out there. I gave it to y'all. Like you say, hey, this is the script.
No, I don't know that.
I'm giving you the script. Hey, Patrick Mahomes.
Honestly, I think they're going to say it's going to be the Eagles winning, and it may not necessarily be the Hurts conversation. Yeah, it's going to be the Eagles
clean old conversation. The Hurts.
Well, not necessarily sweep over for it, but it's going to be the focal point. Like, okay, like for example, like when.
You're so, you know, bro,
the Chiefs win. It's gonna be a Mahomes segment, but it's gonna be a
defensive game. Can we agree on that? It's not gonna be.
No, we can't.
It can't. It's not gonna be 21-24. I don't.
Oh, no. It's gonna be lower than that. Way lower than that.
It's gonna be way lower than 21-24.
Yeah, not way lower, but I don't see it. It's not going over.
Oh, okay. That should say that
50.5. Yeah, it's not going over.
But I think these teams gonna score points.
It's going to be like a slow grind to the points, but it's going to be points
for. I don't see them boys just running on KC.
Me neither, and I don't see KC just throwing the ball all over the place.
But that's what they do. They don't eventually have to do it. They don't do shit up, but throw it. That's what they do. So it's like if they force throw the ball, that's fine. But I'm saying on the flip side of that, I don't see the Eagles just running on KC. So what I'm looking at is if Philly do win, it's going to be because Jalen Hurts made some plays. So
you know, think they like, have enough pass catchers that can make the plays. You know, I'm looking for AJ Brown to have a pretty good game.
Well, shit, if AJ Brown have a good game, hurts the one throwing that bitch to him. So that's what I'm saying. So I think if they win, it's gonna be because of these quarterbacks. Okay, it's the Super Bowl.
Definitely. I honestly I've been looking at it and it's giving me energy like it was when the Patriots and the Seahawks played.
Beautiful matchup.
Yeah, like it just made sense. It was good offense versus good defense, you know, back and forth. I just don't see it being a lopsided win either way. I just think it's going to be a pretty well played out game. And whoever get it last probably will win it, you know. I think there will be some surprises as far as just different shit, you know, because it's a Super Bowl. You don't watch every game you play.
It's going to be some crazy twice. Maybe that nigga catch the ball while it's on the other dude's helmet. Crazy going to happen.
I think somebody is going to be the Super Bowl MVP. Who you got?
Oh, Patrick Mahomes.
Eagles win. I think it'll be a defensive player. I'm putting some on Josh Sweat. Or, Hassan Reddick. Speaking of fucking Hassan Reddick, shout out to him. Panthers had him. Let him the fuck go for change on a fucking nickel. And he playing with Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's the type of shit y'all do, though. But it's all good. Those players, they come. They come off.
And sometimes it just takes a fucking time. But you got to give it a fucking chance. Like, I just think on both NBA and NFL, bro, a lot of times
they give up on a player too early.
Yeah, and I understand it's a fast-paced curve. You really got to be on it. Right, but
I can afford to give up on you because there's a young
cast. So I get both sides of it.
That's right there. So
I just, you know, and I do think it's also a part of, like, some of them boys come out of college a little too early.
Yeah,
you know, just based on hype or whatever like
and
that.
And body development, man. That takes a big part of it. The NFL is different because the playbooks, you know, maybe you just don't do this shit well. And this is their whole scheme.
Yeah.
You know, maybe this is just not, man, like you didn't do this in college. You really ain't do this in high school. Just you have no. World team,
You're playing at the fastest pace. Definitely.
In the NFL because teams are going to stick with their scheme. Mm-hmm. Like, the coach ain't going to change his fucking philosophy because of his fourth receiver on the fucking depth chart. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen.
I think the Eagles make this a game because they can get the pressure without having to blitz and be able to keep people in
I think they have the advantage in terms of pressure on the quarterback and keeping pressure off their quarterback.
That's gonna be the pivotal point.
I just, when I'm looking at, man, and KC makes enough plays on defense. They're gonna make some plays on defense. I want people to understand that that's gonna happen. They're gonna get some three and outs. They may get two or three of them.
Yeah,
you know, Mahomes, man. We talking like one of the greatest all time. Like, this ain't just your everyday quarterback back here. You know, this ain't the cat that get paid $100 million. It's a bunch of them in the league. This is the highest paid guy for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, he missed the everything. Like, he the nigga they talking about could pass the ball behind his back. Like, it's only one player that they
can do.
I'm here to tell you.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good game, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. I see it, you know. I don't see it being like the Rams and the Patriots was when it was like 10-3 or some bullshit.
No lopsided tree.
And I just don't, and I don't really see that lopsided. That's just a score that's lopsided. And I don't see it being just a fucking shootout. I don't see it. The Eagles don't play that way offensively to say shootout. They can score, but to go back and forth with you, that's not what they do. You know, so I'm rolling Philly in the under. You got KC in a under, over? I'm just KC, period.
I just got KC. I'm not really playing
the parlay then.
Then they're going to score. But I got other shit for the parlay. Like, Patrick Mahomes touchdown.
Oh, no, man. Let me tell you something about it.
Yeah, I think, like, Patrick Mahomes, I think three touchdowns, three pass touchdowns. Oh, pass Mahomes. It may be a goal.
So you might as well say they're going over. They're going to score 21.
I do.
Because somebody may get a rushing touchdown.
Yeah, I think they go over.
50 and a half? Sheesh. Okay.
28, 24. 52.
Yeah. Philly ain't worth shit, man. That's crazy.
Boy, that's 24 points. That's Kansas City winning by 4 points. That's a hell of a good game. Like, you know, maybe they get a stop when Philly has the ball going in for a touchdown. They just forced to score a touchdown because KC up.
Maybe so, man. Maybe so. I don't know. I'm rolling with Philly, bro. I just think I'm going to roll with the NFC. You know?
I feel like.
I was going to roll with them if it was the Niners, too. I'm going to lie to you.
What else you got on that list, dog?
I ain't really had nothing else. Bowl, we talked about the deadline. Beyonce and them high-ass tickets. BMF. Lamar is a fucking savage. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What's up?
You this know any niggas that remind house. You of Lamar? You know anybody off the wagon like that? No. Personally, I don't.
Well, I don't say I know him, but I think I can identify a couple guys like that. Just really, if you get them there.
You put a nigga like Lamar in your mind that live up the street from you. How would you feel about that?
Like, well, not the street, but I can identify.
Like, if you just like, damn, like, if there was really a guy, like, maybe he lived, I know where you live, but I'm just saying, maybe not the house next to you, but the one on the side of that. Maybe that's where Lamar's fate.
Yeah, I'm scared. I damn near got a dome over my house, you bitch. Know, you got cover in my yard.
I want some Patrick shit, but yeah. I won't be underneath something because I ain't really fucking with you.
No, dude
really is like
a maniac.
Yeah, he just human. Like at this point, human. it would be some supernatural shit if he was anything else. Like he's barely on the side of being a human being. But like,
how hard did you laugh when him and Meech was in the interrogation room, just giving a Shakespeare first to each other?
When you know, I pretty much never laugh. Because I'd be scared for whatever the fuck about to happen.
Hey,
so I may laugh after the fact that he sliced no fucking body up.
When Meech left and he busts out in song, I lost it. I'm like, he is a psychopath. Hey, Somebody arrest him right now.
Then he got nerves to want to have like any type of mind. Like he go hollering at Monique, banging on the door.
And even candy and shit in the door. What's wrong with you?
Come on, bro.
What?
He talk about your boy.
Who?
Charles.
Yo, that's your boy, man.
Stroke him up.
Charles sick. Man.
Charles double dipped.
So wait, that's a whole nother woman, right? Or is that the same woman from church that he dipping in?
Nah, that's
somebody different,
that's
right?
Somebody different.
That's what I knew.
Yeah, that's kind of like the little shorty. Woman. She may go to church too, but there's like a little shorty that be asking him to come fix shit at the crib. The other lady is the one that be singing in the choir.
I thought I was the same woman at one point, but I seen him getting bitch, I'm like, that's not the same woman.
And then they got a bitch that always needs something fixed. Always needs something fixed.
And he fixed it.
Made with Jones. And he got behind
him. He didn't fix something.
It was fixated. My ball was fixated. Charles got behind that woman.
Hey, yeah,
and his mouth was open. Yeah. Then he went lay his funky ass down with Lucille after. I think, see, I be watching this shit on YouTube. Shout out to Mark Dark. Be updating you with the show. This shit, he do a pretty good job. He just kind of fulfill you in on the characters and update you throughout. But I think old boy gonna catch something. And I think he might get something to Lucille. I think because she gotta find out. I just don't know how. But in terms of her finding out, that makes sense. I mean, Charles not gonna say, hey, I fucked Mabel Jones. But I do think he may have given Lucille something because he washed his hands and that, you know, in my holy mind, that's just signs of cleanliness, but you're not really clean. You didn't wash that dick.
Yeah,
but you did stick it back in your wife.
Yeah.
And
that's wild. And niggas do that, though.
Blind and hope. Yeah, me and niggas do that. I was about to ask you if you don't dip, but I'm going to say that
no, when we get off the pot. No, sir. I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you. I've never done that.
All right. Like,
look. I'll be honest with you. I ain't the most rightful nigga in the world. But I never went here and then didn't wash and didn't have a gap. Like,
yeah. I don't want everybody to know how unrightful I am.
So why? Be human. Be human.
But yeah, back on that nigga Charles.
Charles sick.
What you think the kids would say if they found out Charles fucked off on their mama?
Oh, I think Lucha.
Terry Moore.
Terry gonna lose. Yeah, Terry gonna fuck around and cry. I'm still kind of sick of Terry right now. Meech fucking losing. Meech probably laughing at some dumb shit. I ain't gonna lie. Meech gonna go off. The daughter gonna kill him though. The daughter gonna, she gonna eat him up.
That nigga Lamar Wicked, bro. Why you came to that woman? Man, and she prayed him away.
Hey, that shit. I'm like, come on. What is this?
Come on.
This psychopath emptied his shit bag on a man he beat in the street with a 2x4, and Lucille, the holy one, prays, and he just
get it.
Lose the mission, huh? Abort mission.
The Lord.
Abort the mission, man. Right. Stop this shit.
I hear you, but
if they come out with episode Sunday and then they talking about Lamar grew up in the church, I'm not watching the rest of the season.
I don't believe that.
Maybe just pull shot out his ass.
So we're not even gonna get an episode this week. I think it's the break.
It's the break.
Okay. Yeah. So unless they're gonna accidentally release it at 12,
man, it's 15. I never fucking know.
I will check to see if they release it at 12.
Definitely.
But yeah,
man, 50. That shit he got on
the show, dog. Like,
I like it.
Rating,
I fuck with being on, bro. The intro is fire. I fuck with the intro heavy. 50 do a very good job at picking up intro songs. All this shit. Tommy shit is hard. I like both versions of Power. I ain't gonna lie. When they did the Trey song version and the original, I'm like, fuck, I don't really care. But they was both hard. I like Damn Mouth Dog. I really do.
1 through 10.
8.7. 9.
Okay. So you write at 9.
Yeah.
You write at 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
I tell you this. Why I'm not at a 10, I'm sick of them trying to play Lala and Terry as a fucking junior in high school or some shit. And he all of a sudden is fucking grown woman. Like, I don't get it. Like, that's just fucking my mind.
Like, is he
you talking about trying to get a GED, but you got a white woman caught with 4 kilos of cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
What's really the play here? Like,
right. Like, is this nigga in school? Like, is he not in school?
He ain't been in a classroom since the first season.
That many days of school.
He ain't been in a classroom since the first fucking season.
Right.
Episode 1, matter of fact. They went to the fucking the job expo. And he ain't been the best.
Matter of fact, this nigga got a full-time job. And he's still
broke. You tell me. What? And he got a family, my nigga. Like, come on.
He
got a family.
And you trying to fuck on some news. That's more than about 19.
She knows.
That's 19 hours in a day going right there.
So, she know he a child or not, you think, in the storyline? Because I'm confused.
I don't know.
Because she bought the nigga to re-up. And I'm like, okay. So, you know this nigga sell dope. You know he... what he talking about? My GED, Meech. What? GED. Like, he blew me when he said that. That's why I'm off Terry right now.
Yeah,
Terry was a real one when he made the move to go to
Ohio
for with the bag. You know, hey boy, when they almost didn't find that fucking container.
It
was gonna die.
Yeah,
boy. Hey, I had a friend of mine. Her dog got her edible. Boy, that was a sight to see. I ain't gonna lie to you. Hey, her dog was fucked up.
See, I get when I get edible. I look like that damn dog. But, yes, indeed.
You an idiot, dude. Yeah, bro, I like being enough. I'm waiting for
speaking of
Tariq
that shit,
to come back.
Be Mickey and Brian getting on my fucking nerves.
Very
and the cop, the nigga sick.
Bro. Yeah, man.
And
like,
you got your helping dude out.
You know what I'm
defending his son.
I'm confused as to nobody's asked how the fuck the cop showed up so fast when Meech got popped. I think about it, they pull up right. Nigga, look, my pull right off after, and they yelled right behind him. He was like, "Damn, how the fuck they pull up that fast?" Nobody asked that. That's strange. Yeah,
that's why I'm saying Meech is old.
Think so?
Yeah.
It's a good look. I think so too.
Wait.
I think I'm cool. Season finale. You already hit first.
Type shit. Because, you know, we done seen this already.
Yeah.
We're just waiting on you to tell him.
He had to pop his old lady.
Pop.
Hey, I think Brian was lying to you, boy, though. I think she would bring.
Yeah, probably so. I think he was just fucking.
Like, man, you got that shit off of Google, man.
You know, the young nigga could crack.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know,
they got a heart.
Yeah.
Based on his mom's
situation. You done already been it dropped.
Yeah, you got a heart. You got feelings. Like
you tender for somebody. Mm-hmm. And you tender behind the women.
You tender behind family.
Yep.
But I like it, bro. I think they gonna go back. eventually, and she can get right back hot. You know, but I like where it's going.
Yeah, me too.
I like it, you know. Where do you rank the 50 catalog of shows? Power, Force, Raising Kanan.
Man, I like them all. I really like Raising Kanan,
but it's like
I like Raising Kanan. It's the nostalgia of the time.
That's why I like it more so because it's an older look at it.
Yeah, it's older versus modern. I think that's also why I like Snowfall because of the time period. But I also think Snowfall is on the same level. It pains me to say that because I was one to think that shit was everything.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Snowfall trumps OG Power. I'm not here to say that. We're not even going to debate that. But
you can't debate that because you don't get the why. You don't get
The hardness of the character is not the same. You can honestly compare it to Franklin. That's fair. But you can't compare it to Reaper no fucking Franklin. Yeah. It's different.
It don't make sense like that. You know? But, anything else you want to touch on before we get up out of here?
No, indeed not. At least you have a good night.
No, I'm not telling you a good night. We're not doing that. All right, man. We out.